Prince Hunter. You seem so unhappy.
Please let me go.
Of course. After sunrise tomorrow, I will let you go anywhere you want. But we can't have you waking Miss Amber in the middle of the night now, can we?
Why? Why are you doing this? Why are you so evil?
Evil? I wasn't always like this. Once upon a time, I lived in the palace. Everything was fine. I had friends, good friends, a job I loved. I was in the know that I'd lost it all because some king from long ago said that anyone whose skin contained a purple glow had to go. I said no, but they made me sorry. Nothing personal is what I heard from friends. Your color's not accepted anymore. Just like that, no job, no home, no life. My story ends. Next thing I know, I'm walking out the door. I had done nothing wrong. Why should I have to pay? I vowed I'd get in.
That's awful. I can't believe they did that to you.
Now I'll do something awful to them. I'll take their precious princess away from them.
No, wait a minute. Taking her life will not bring yours back. There has to be another way. Can't we think of some other way to undo what's been done to you?
We.
I think that they were wrong. I'm with you. I'm sure that they don't understand. They only need a helping hand to see things as I do.
You should have been around back then. Maybe you could have gotten them to listen.
Well, what about now? It's not too late. Maybe if
enough! It is too late. Amber dies at dawn.
No, wait! Magenta, wait, please, come back! Magenta! Oh, Amber. I don't know anymore what time or day it is, or who I am or what I want to be. I only see your face. I only hear your voice. I only know what I am feeling. But mountains stand between me and my heart's desire, and everyone knows that I'm scared to climb. With oceans yet to sail, it means I'm set to fail, and dragons are just not appealing. Yet I must find a way. I know the time is now, today, when I